Hey, everybody. Welcome to A Goddamn Microdose. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush.
How you doing, buddy?
What's good, brother? How you doing?
Fucking great. The Warriors took first game finals in a weird way, and my MVP for the game, J.R. Smith. He's my real MVP.
That's the guy on the Cavs who botched the play.
Yeah, poor guy. And he very clearly, like, just he mouthed, I didn't know what the score was. And you're like, yeah, simple mistake that you get paid millions of dollars to avoid.
Man, you showed me via text message today that this is not the first time he's done that.
Oh, yeah. He did almost the opposite thing when he was a Knick. Towards the end of one of the games, they were, I believe, up on the Rockets, and they just had to hold the ball to run out the clock, but he shot it, and then they grabbed it, and I think they came back. Rockets came back, nice. 102-100.
I was at the Oracle last night, and I didn't get to see all the game. I didn't get to even see the play we just talked about here, but I did see LeBron come off the court, and he was fuming. Like,
his face I thought he was just going to explode.
That blood spot in his eye was like even bigger.
Intensified.
He was mad.
Damn, LeBron put up, never been done before. Somebody scores 51 in the postseason and then loses. Never been done.
Yeah,
and yeah, that is an unfortunate record to hold.
Yeah, as much as I love the Warriors, you gotta feel bad for LeBron.
Feel bad for LeBron. Like, oh my god.
And the irony is, if it was just two LeBrons,
just
they would
LeBrons.
Absolutely beat the best five Warriors of all time.
Two LeBrons. You, me, and sentient chair. I'm saying we could go.
Oh, gotcha. A mop handle.
You actually can't play the game with fewer than five. You have to put five guys on the court.
Okay.
So just you, me, and then like a monkey on a Segway. Mm-hmm. Probably the monkey would probably scream better than both of us.
It's right field, Little League all over again. Kush Hayes is just off in the corner kicking weeds.
Exactly.
Which is weird because it's a basketball court.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be, and when you'd be out there too, it'd be very, he'd have very specific instructions for where we would stand. And they'd probably do it. Yeah, good stuff. We're here today to talk about, we're going back. We talked a little Solo last time.
Last time we had Solo, it was gluten-free, spoiler-free, but now we're dousing
all
you
spoilers,
in gluten.
Everybody. All the fire
all
hoses
spoilers.
Spoilers.
It'll be listed in the title, but again, in case you are oblivious to that, spoilers.
Absolutely. You know the first thing I want to talk about?
Break it down.
The Void Beast.
The Void Beast.
We didn't get to talk about this at all. There's a creature floating around. I think it's either
with the tentacles.
Yeah, it's either the literal devil or Cthulhu or
it
something.
It could be Cthulhu. Yeah,
yeah, it's it was scary, but we cribbed a bunch of stuff from Empire
you
Strikes
seen
Back.
It yet.
I hadn't seen it yet. The Solo cribbed a bunch of things. You know, your asteroid chases, your asteroid monsters.
It built an entire movie literally around throwaway lines from a movie from the 80s.
Like. Exactly. Like, they delivered on, like, Kessel Run, and then he's got, we re-see things, too, and it's like, imagine this, that the best. And it's a little unfair for this film, because, I mean, going in, you're like, I had to do this with The Last Jedi, where it's like, it's its own thing now. It can't tell its own stories. It's trying to tell its own pieces. And then even going back further into these Star Wars stories, especially because it's about Han, the best that this could ever do, and we saw it with people comparing Alden Ehrenreich, is to be a vague impression of Han Solo, which is the problem, because it's inherent in the thing. And so we're like, well, which is, was a, because, you know, more years down the line, we'll be like, well, who played Solo best once we get to like third and fourth Solos?
That's coming for sure.
And it's like, yeah, it's a different thing now. So I guess that's what bugged me most was like, we already know how all this turns out, right? And he's eventually going to become what he already is.
We already announced spoilers, but Han Solo dies eventually.
I know. That should have been the first scene in Solo, is that? You're probably wondering how I got here, him being stabbed and kicked off the thing. Yeah.
It's hard. So, like I said last week, I went into it thinking it was going to be awful, and why would I go see that? Well, I do that for you folks.
Yeah, why?
I put myself through that problem for you. And overall, I thought it was just okay. I didn't hate it. It didn't give me cancer. I didn't have a headache. My headache was gone, actually, by
there
the time
go.
I got out of it.
After, I mean, I have to say, I didn't have huge expectations, but I enjoy, you know what it is? It's sort of like, now we're not being shown anything new, but I like You know how sometimes you're like, well, let's go out for pizza, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't know exactly what pizza place or what's open. You're just out for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a Star Wars movie. Hey, you feel like a Star Wars movie? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all of the flavors of a Star Wars movie.
Right, right, right.
And, yeah, so it's a theme and not a story. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just what it is. I was more charged about it, right, having seen it, because it was like, I didn't know what we were watching. We could sum this whole movie up in about 30 seconds, and there's 2.5 hours. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Would it have been a better Star Wars movie if it didn't have Han Solo and Lando? Like, the shell of those characters are still there, but it's just Frank and Pete floating in space with the space dog.
Honestly, if the movie was about Maya Rudolph's daughter, the freckle chick,
mm-hmm.
who was starting the rebellion or something, that's murky, too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just a story about her, and then this heist is going on, mm-hmm. like, if you just pull all your solos out of it, like, mm-hmm. well, that's kind of a cool movie. I would kind of be down. If this was 90 minutes, and it was still a Star Wars experience, but it wasn't about Solo's past, it was just, you know, heist movie.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Yeah.
In fact, if you even put, like, even if a chunk of it is what's his name? He was the hacker they got in The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. If it comprised like a part of his backstory, fine. You know what I mean? Something like that. But mm-hmm. actually, yeah. I mean, I think that's why I'm not like, you know, because it was fine, right? But
mm-hmm.
I guess in just sort of the larger sense, some of the things that we now have to live with if we're going to be Star Wars fans, and I'm like, yeah, I'm no longer excited to see these things. Like Last mm-hmm. Jedi, and this just is like, we don't, even moving forward, they're trapped by their past. And in their past, they're definitely trapped in their past.
For sure, for sure.
What
did you think about Solo's dice? Did that annoy you as much as it annoyed me?
Well, it's another throwaway thing that they made a whole world out of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened with the expanded universe, too, because after the first set of movies came out, and they weren't even close to making prequels, I swear to God, every object in those first three movies was turned into a game, a subplot, its own mobile experience. There was online interactives. There were card trading games. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
every single word. And this has already happened before. We just sort of hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you though, one thing that pissed me the fuck off.
Break it down.
This was the biggest thing that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
The Darth Maul cameo.
Wasn't that redonkulous?
I know. I wanted. I would have endorsed you, but that drove me so nuts because they flushed down the expanded universe stuff down the toilet, and so now it's like, oh yeah, forget all that because the movies are canon. That's what we're protecting, the movies.
Mm.
And then somebody said to me, it's like, oh yeah, no, they explained all that in the animated series, and I was like, oh, I'm done.
I'm supposed to do homework for this now?
Yeah, I have to do homework, and I have to watch a shitty cartoon. Like, great. Look, so a lot of people love it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get me to watch it. If you could go back in time and give it to, like, 12-year-old me, awesome. Mm-hmm. I could tell you about Darth Maul all day,
mm-hmm.
eating rats, and it was his mom saved him or something. Anyway.
No idea.
I guess, you know, because that move there dovetails into, remember in the Force Awakens, she had the eyes and she ran the pub. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Maz Kanata.
She literally, and she goes, that's a story for another time. And I'm like, if that's a movie or whatever, it's like everything that we watch now is like, oh no, it's co-branded. And mm-hmm. it just pisses me off because it's like, there are no, you don't have, Rogue One was the closest we got to something being complete. And I think it was important that they all died at the end, so they mm-hmm. can't reanimate this corpse.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, there's no finality. I think this is what, and this is where I am as a person and like a movie watcher, but it happens to coincide because like what's going on in the media now is we're reselling to folks generally in our generation, and it's being sped up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I mean, Lucas was guilty of this one, and it was in his hands. Like, he put Star Wars on anything, and he would just assume it would just sell. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, he was right. But Disney then took that and put 10 times more effort into it, and everything is, you have to know this to follow mm-hmm. that. And the problem with that is there are more casual Star Wars fans mm-hmm. than there are the hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And so no one knows about Darth Maul,
yeah.
why he's alive. Was that Darth Maul? Oh, he's got the red lightsaber. It must be Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah, him. He on a Skype call, he flexes the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Which is
the
so...
The Skype call, which is always cast
God
in blue
it.
Tone.
Yeah, fucking... What the fuck with this? He's like, ooh, just make sure it's Darth Maul. Like... If you wanted to wow me with a cameo, have him show up and kill what's-his-foot with the face foreskin thing going up. Paul Bettany. Remember it would, like, glow yeah. red when he was
Every
turned
time
on
he's
or
angry.
Something? Angry? Was yeah. that it? Yeah, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I imagine his penis was doing the same thing. But no, just have him kill Paul Bettany. That would have been better. Or somebody. Mm-hmm. Not just that. It was lame. Because it was... He's just on a Skype call for 3 seconds, and he goes like, oh, in the next franchised movie, you'll see me a lot more. And it's like... Fuck you. Fuck you.
I think that's a good note to go
also,
on.
Too, and it's like, oh, yeah, no, he's alive. He or was not. Cut in half and fell a long way, so he's alive. Yeah. And it's like, so wait, by this logic, I should go back and rewatch that Emperor Palpatine getting thrown down that shaft because he was not bisected, mm-hmm. and he was a lot more powerful.
Way more powerful.
Ipso facto, I think he escaped the Death Star. He didn't die.
Mm-hmm. He totally could have been Supreme Leader Snoke, but they don't want to tell you that.
So if this is a new theme, like people are just coming back, that would be great if the next phase of Star Wars is just a big F you. Hey, there's Darth. Here's the... Yeah, yeah, guess what? That'd be great. Rick and Morty show up, open the fucking portal gun. Darth, they're all back. Han's back. They got a CG Han. They've aged Alden Ehrenreich in CG so he can play current Han.
They could totally do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could 1,000% do that.
No, and then the other part of it was being distressed about this was... My kid didn't care for it. She's 8. She hasn't seen the series either, but she was like, couldn't follow it. Even though I was there trying to like, no, now it's a different heist. Now it's 3 years later.
Yeah.
It's a different heist. No, I don't know. I don't know if this is the same beach. I don't know.
Yeah, Star Wars is not connecting to kids the way it connected to us in the 80s. I remember sitting in The Force Awakens. I think this is the second or third screening of it I've seen. Obviously, I liked it. But the kid behind me kept going to his dad, like, is it over yet?
Oh, yeah.
Can we go now? Like, he's just not feeling it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see the next Star Wars, number 9 that comes out, I guess. I wonder if I can't. I wonder if I can choose not to.
I totally bet you could just opt out.
Here's the thing.
TSA. Opt out.
Yeah.
Pat down.
The kids. Yeah, touch it. Touch it. The kid, come on, TSA agent, touch it. I think the kid's going to see a trailer and be like, Star Wars! I wonder if I have the courage to say, no. No mas. That last movie wasn't that good.
I dare you. I dare you to do it, Kai.
I should. I have to live my principles here. I think if I'm honest to myself, it's just like,
if we didn't do this show, I wouldn't have seen it. If I didn't have my movie pass, I absolutely wouldn't have seen it.
Exactly. I mean, I know we run a movie podcast, but yeah, I may be out on that that one. Sorry, folks.
That's fine.
Is this a bummer to everybody? Did you see the movie? You gonna be bummed out.
You know what? I'm happy to say that everyone I've talked to outside of the podcast here, they, for the most part, have liked it. And you should like this movie.
Yeah.
It's. I only want to like the movies that we see.
That's true.
But this was not a great movie.
Here's the thing.
Nor was it a good movie.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't good. And here's the thing. It's like, it's hard for me to not conflate being annoyed with how they've taken this long-term strategy with that these are too long. And then
this could have easily been 90 minutes.
Yeah, and then that they're not self-contained stories. I think
this movie could have ended at the train heist. Train heist gone wrong. It's like, now we got to go talk to fucked up Paul Bettany. Roll credits.
Yeah. They go talk, and then they're like, there's another heist. You're like, oh, God. There's a chase, and then a heist, and then a chase, and we're like, I'm looking at my watch, like, he makes it.
Like, if anything, I like the scenes where Han's in the Imperial Empire. Like, he could have... They could
that
would have
been neat.
On that,
I thought we were going to see him in the Imperial whatever it turned into. Yeah, that's...
See him go to flight school, see him get kicked out of flight school.
Kicked out of flight school is, I think, what I would
down the infantry.
Want to see, I guess.
Then he hooks up with Woody Harrelson, and then that's the end of the movie.
Because it's like... We know Han is supposed to be this outlawy bad boy, but like him at the flight school would be bad boy in school, guys.
It'd be Top Gun. Give us a Top Gun in space.
Give us a scene. Also, too, there's a one thing I did note was they introduce us to this the fancy party ship that Paul Bettany has. Yeah. It's just like a party on it all the time. The way they introed that the first time and that whole scene took like 2-3 minutes just to like walk through Casino Planet. It was just like, this could be, you can introduce a whole cool dynamic that's fucked up and there's enslaved people, right? That's a whole fucked up. They did it. They gave us the whole lay of what that thing is in 2 minutes. And it was like, why wasn't Casino Planet that? This is so stupid. Anyway, so yeah, even in this movie that had all these huge set pieces and parts was like, see how they did that? You can do it. Anyway.
What are the odds that we end up getting to see the Lego movie version?
Of Lego Star Wars?
No, Solo, the guys who did the movie originally and got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Lord probably, and Miller.
Probably low to none.
Low to none.
I'd say the only thing, the only like hint we would get is if you get a script out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But those have, they've been real, like, I'm surprised we don't see more scripts of things pop up places. They've been pretty good at locking that down. But I would imagine that's one of the only ways we'd find out about that. Because that's a, I mean, you know, they're making it more common, switching directors mid-project. But, yeah, I, you know, for them, it's like, no, that doesn't exist. Right?
I guess not.
You wouldn't want that out in the world. Well, because you're already dodging criticism that it's like, not the, why did, yeah, did this contribute to the problems? Switching directors? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Guys, make, I said this to you, but the director that brings in one of these Star Wars experiences under 100 minutes is my new hero. I don't even have to see the movie. You're my hero.
Nice.
Cool. Well, yeah, I thought we were going to spoil more Solo stuff.
Yeah, we were pretty much into the nuances, but it's fine.
Yeah. Is there anything to spoil?
Not really. Darth Maul, we spoiled.
Solo lives.
Solo lives only until he dies.
And he wins the ship in a card game very anticlimactically. How did I know the camera was trained on it. Lando was using a card holder in his coat, but it seemed very obvious every time it was presented. Like when he was cheating the first time, was like, don't people see that?
Because his hand was wide under the table as if he's reaching for something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I guess therm scissor punch isn't very observant.
Maybe his greatest skill is just finding like the dumbest aliens to gamble with.
There you go.
The least attentive aliens to gamble with. Then that makes sense. If those folks are out there that you can swindle, yeah, that's a cool profession. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. that's what I think it is. I mean, they even copy, like they even had to go back and go like, yo, have Lando say he hates mining colonies. It's like, but it's not a Easter, you know, it's just sort of like,
I think I missed that, but okay.
You know, he said like, oh, I hate mining colonies. But, and then he says it, you know, in the movies later, but it's a crude paint by numbers. You know what I mean? We're just sort of noticing the things that set up the things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Warwick Davis with a bazooka was cool.
Meh.
I mean, it was so, what it was just, the resistance group had one different from each race or something. It was like, was it a limit on one? What if two wanted to join? Did you say no? Anyway, the Marauders.
That's how diverse the Marauders go.
Well, they didn't like Marauders. They had a different. She didn't say what the name was, though.
They're just Marauders. The Marauders.
She said, we're not the Marauders. If you look close. Or did she? Didn't she? Because it was like she was explaining what they were.
Well, for a minute, it sounded as if. So her name was Emphis Nest. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like the name of the group. Emphis, but then Nest. It turns out to be just a single character.
I go for Emphis Nest.
Emphis Nest would have been a better name for the gang. But
And then I guess the Rebellion. Mm-hmm. Also, too, if you join the. If you join the Empire, the Galactic Navy, you can go to such far flung places like World War One. I didn't know that they were in the Axis with the Germans, but apparently, you know, right in the trenches.
So space Nazis for sure.
Space Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been
saying it for years.
Yeah, and then open. Not sedition or treason, but still, you guys like, why are we fighting them? It's their planet.
Yeah.
It's just, what?
What an asshole.
What a dick. What did you expect? Anyway.
That's what the Empire does, buddy. That's,
he's been in it for 3 years, and yeah. he's still, like, incredulous or something? You get it.
What if we just learn from each other's differences? What if we talk this out like reasonable people?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the building that walks and shoots lasers out of its eyes? That's a peacetime tool? Hmm. What the fuck did you think? Asshole. It's called a Star Destroyer. The good guys have Star Destroyers?
Yeah.
No, he should have no reservations about this. Corellia's a rough town. Corellia's a rough planet, man. You can be born
by a space slug.
Fagin, from Oliver Twist. He was the one that picked up the orphans and turned them into thieves.
Gotcha.
Fagin the Jew.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, everybody,
get your Oliver Twist on.
Read your Oliver Twist.
Read your Dickens.
Read your Dickens, everybody. And on that is
Fuck Star Wars. Read your Dickens.
Fuck you.